Exclusive, Representative Carol Miller. CBS airing Super Bowl ads for CCP-linked Temu, a touchdown for the Chinese Communist Party. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on February 10, 2024. CBS and Paramount should not be displaying ads for Temu, an online retailer that is essentially a subsidiary of the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, during the February 11 Super Bowl. Representative Carol Miller, RWV, said during an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday, explaining that this is a touchdown for the Chinese Communist Party against our own team. Miller is one of several lawmakers who sent a letter to Paramount Global and CBS, urging them to ditch airing $15 million in ads for the Chinese company, which uses Uyghur slave labor. It's an online retailer shopping company, very similar to Amazon. And it's basically a subsidiary of the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, linked to these holdings called PDD. And, as an American, I have a problem with this. I just kind of feel like this is unacceptable. This is our game. This is the United States. And we have a committee in Congress called the House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party. And they've uncovered many reports of Temu being non-compliant with the laws that prohibit illicit products from entering the United States. She said, explaining that Temu knocks off stuff Americans make and sells it really cheap using Uyghur forced slave labor. So basically, CBS will be airing advertisements to sell products on Temu that are made with Uyghur forced labor during this year's Super Bowl. And, as I said, it's unacceptable. And yes, CBS has the right to air ads, but we would certainly hope that they would have the foresight to send a message to the world that they value American exceptionalism and ideals. And I'm sitting here thinking, I'm proud to be an American. So this is our game, you know, Miller said. So the team who doesn't have the type of system that really even ensures compliance about the Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act. So, these illegal products are entering the United States market every single day. And I don't think Americans should be influenced by bad actors while they're watching our Super Bowl. She continued, calling to hold Temu accountable for its violation of U.S. laws. It is reported that it might be $15 million in ads. And Miller noted that Temu ads were aired in 2023 as well. The CCP profits from the United States, and they're laughing at us all the while they do. It's just kind of disgusting that we're subjecting the American people to that $15 million worth of ads made with Uyghur forced labor. So allowing the ads to air during the most popular American sporting event is basically an endorsement of what the CCP stands for, the congresswoman continued. If Chinese companies want to sell in America, they ought to respect our laws, she continued. I just feel, at this point, they disregard us. They disrespect us, and we need to show China that we have the upper hand. So I kind of feel like if we were putting this in football terms, I'd say allowing these commercials to air would be a touchdown for the Chinese Communist Party against our own home team, she said. So I don't appreciate it. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Representative Carol Miller. RWV, February 10, 2024. We will see as we move forward if there is anything that comes out of Congress or not. But I raised my objection right away with 8 different congresspeople. You know, sent a letter and, so far, no response. She added, noting that Breitbart News is helping the American people to realize this, so they know what they are dealing with when they see this cute stuff advertised. Miller also responded to Christian McCaffrey, running back for the 49ers, participating in a Temu ad, sharing his top Temu picks. I don't think that he's worked backwards to really understand what's at stake here, she responded. I mean, he's concentrating on football, and somebody's asking him to advertise, but I think if somebody walked him back, he would realize what it really means, and how we're keeping jobs away from Americans by paying for products from China that are made by slave labor. So I think if somebody really explained it to him, he might have a different feeling about it, but, you know, I'm sure he just thought, wow, I'm getting paid to do an ad. So I think the best we can educate people, just like you are doing right now, is explaining to the American people what we're really up against all over the world, she added. Ultimately, Miller said it is essential to make sure that we support our American values, our American way of life, and stop giving it away. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.